Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening, sir. Yeah, hi, good evening. My name is Kyle. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening we're conducting
Hello there.
Yes, like I was mentioning, this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. We're not trying to sell anything or get any donations. We just want to ask you a couple of questions, and all your answers are confidential.
Okay.
Okay. Do you fully, do you prefer the language English, correct, or do you prefer another language?
Actually, yeah, English is my native language, yeah.
English? Okay, awesome. Now, do you or any other member in your household work for a radio or television station or newspaper or advertisement agency or media?
No.
Okay. And as you are aware, very few people are actually voting or non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will be voting in non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor or County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Will you be definitely voting, likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote?
Oh, definitely voting. Definitely.
Okay. And which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican?
No, I'm a registered Democrat.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, white Caucasian, Hispanic?
I'm white Caucasian.
Okay. And what will be your age, nearly 1835, 3645? 4655, 5665.
Keep going. I'm over 80.
Okay. Okay. Now, here in this case, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
That's a tough question to answer, but I think they're going basically in the right direction as cities can go. I mean, gee whiz, it's a big mess, really.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Flooding, sea level rise, and environmental or housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government, inflation, and the
cost of... So you're saying my daily life?
Right.
Day to day?
Right. One of the following things that I'm mentioning, what would be the one that would better your life on a daily basis? Inflation?
On a daily basis, it would be traffic, of course, on the daily basis. I mean, long term, it would be sea level rise, but on day to day, right now, it's traffic. Yeah.
Traffic and congestion. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Although it's a non-partisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for a Democrat candidate. Definitely.
I would definitely vote for a Democratic candidate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to list. I'm going to read to you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? Now, if you have no opinion or never heard of them, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first public figure is Raquel Regalado.
Right. I know of her, and, you know, she's doing, I may or may not vote for her, depending on who's running against her.
Okay.
I know
and
she's
how
a Republican, but, yeah.
Okay. How would you feel towards her? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable? Okay. And how about Richard Parsnick?
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
No? Okay. No problem.
No.
And how about Cindy Lerner?
Cindy, I know of, and I would definitely vote for her if she were running.
So would you say that your feelings towards her would be very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable? Okay. Now, now I'm going to ask you a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and Commissioner. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Daniela Levine Cava? Alexander?
Yeah, I would vote to have Daniela stay in office.
Okay. All right, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Raquel Regalado, Richard Parsnick, or Cindy Lerner?
Well, if Cindy's running against Raquel, which I wasn't aware of, I would probably vote for Cindy over Raquel. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Okay.
Yeah, I've met her, and she's really a very, very smart and on the ball, and she's really aware of the climate issues that are facing us. Yeah.
Okay, great. And generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is a part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Well, it's hard to know. It's really hard to know. I mean, she's done some good things, and there's some things that I haven't been that happy with. So I'm kind of have mixed feelings, actually.
Mixed feelings? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Now, on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvement, and environmental projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County owners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
I would vote yes, because we all have to pay for things. You know,
okay.
The fact that we pay taxes isn't a bad thing.
Okay. Would you say that you would definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor?
I would definitely vote yes in favor.
Definitely.
These are things that we need. Yeah, we need these things.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election of Miami-Dade County Commission. Now, currently, several Cuban-Americans elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Would you say it's much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Oh, for what? Because Raquel is under investigation?
Right. I'll go ahead and read it again. Currently, several Cuban Americans elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Would you say that's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
To me, that's really a racist thing to assume just because they're Cuban Americans. They're, you know, no. It's I would not take that into consideration. It would be much. I would not, you know, whatever, you know. Yeah, I don't care what the other guys are, you know, yeah.
So would you say much less likely?
Yes. Okay. I mean, you know, yeah.
Okay. Now the next one is Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the public benevolent association for her 2024 reelection. Now, would you say that's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
But for me to support her?
Right.
That's a valid thing we need. So, I mean, you know, sure, I would support anybody that was for that. Yeah.
Okay. So would you say much more likely or somewhat likely?
Somewhat likely. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Now, would you say that's much more likely or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely. I mean, these are all good things that she's focused on.
Okay. Now, since Raquel Regalado has been on County Commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including senior on a fixed income, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Would you say that's much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Well, I don't think she's done enough, but I mean, she's only one commissioner. I mean, so I guess, the affordable housing thing, if somebody does not take a strong stand for that, then basically, I would not support them.
Okay. So that would be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Probably much less likely.
Okay. All right. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basic to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fix our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Would you say that's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely. You know, these are all good things if she's doing that. I don't know if she's really doing that or not, but, you know.
Okay. And now, yeah. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protection for renters, and increasing the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules of efficiencies to make them better, safer options for families to keep their homes affordable. Now, would you say that's more?
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I'd say so more likely.
Much more likely?
Just more likely. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, as the mother of 2 children, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of community employees, including police, created safety programs with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the spectrum. Now, would you say that's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
No, somewhat more likely.
Somewhat? Okay. All right. Now, moving forward, as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has priority environmental resiliencing, including protesting our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increasing flood threats. would you say that she's doing much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely? Okay. Now, Raquel Regalado believes that the key to successful communities in a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike links, safety improvements around schools, parks for the underline, and reacher options. Would you say that's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely? Okay. All right. Yes. Moving forward, we're pretty much halfway done. Now, I'm going to read to you
only halfway? Uh-oh.
More than halfway.
I thought it was just a couple of questions. Oh, man.
No, I meant to say more than halfway. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because she likes you. She reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. Would you say that's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely regarding Cindy Lerner?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely? Okay. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used their elected positions to reduce the property values of many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
I didn't know that. Are you sure that's true? Are you sure that Cindy Lerner did that?
Yes, sir.
I never heard that.
I'll read it again if you would like me to.
No, that's okay.
Would
no,
you say
I don't have an opinion on that.
No opinion? Okay.
All right. I've got another call here.
I'll hold.
I better take this call. I'm sorry.
Ow!